This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of Best Bets for Pets is brought to you by Jazzwares Pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. And we're here for our annual holiday show, and I have my guest host with me, Cheryl Kay, so stay tuned. I can't wait to tell you all about these great, fun products for the holidays.
Hey, pet lovers, Michelle Fern here. Jazzwares Pets has the best products for your fur babies. My cats love their Squishmallows pet bed. Dennis is a huge fan. And by the way, so is Molly. The super soft round Squishmallows Beulah the Octopus pet bed is perfect for cuddly cats and dogs alike. Cushioned bolsters around the edges create a natural headrest and include cute Squishmallows design details. The comfy sleeping area has a fluffy stuffing with a unique plush fabrication covering the outside. The colorful and well-loved Squishmallows style brings a playful spin to traditional pet beds. Authentic Squishmallows pet beds are easy to maintain and clean and are reasonably priced. Small beds, 20 inches, go for $34.99. Mediums, 24 inches, are priced at $44.99. Large beds, 30 inches, sell for $49.99. And extra large beds sell for $69.99. Jazzwares Pets also has a robust line of dog toys as well as pet caves, leashes, collars, clothing, costumes, licking mats, and more. You can find Jazzwares Pets at Amazon, PetSmart, Jazzwares.com, Chewy, and other major retailers.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Cheryl Kay to Best Bets for Pets for our holiday show. Hey, Cheryl, so glad to have you on the show. Thanks for coming today.
I'm so glad to be here. I think, what is this, our third annual?
Yes, our third annual.
I love it.
It's becoming a thing.
Yes.
So, Cheryl, we have a lot of great products for the holidays. And, you know, it's a great time to pamper your four-legged friend or, hey, yourself. But, you know, we're all about doing things for our pooches and our cats. So first, I have to tell you about Chef Paw. Chef Paw is a product that it actually chops, mixes, cooks, and has a built-in scale. And it is self-cleaning to make food for your dog. They have an app that works with it. So you can go on the app and get recipes. They have all dog recipes now, but cat recipes are coming. This is perfect for you because you cook for Tilly.
Yes, and it's great. So if it makes life easier, then it's great.
Yes, and you know, I'm not going to mention the price. Everyone listening, you can go to chefpaw.com. So it's a little bit of an investment at first, but when you think about how much people pay for raw food or, you know, even fresh food that they purchase or gets delivered, that can cost up to $1,000 a month.
Well, I have to tell you, when I cook for Tilly, I start off with my step stool. So, and that's dangerous to begin with, to get the pots and the pans out. You have to shop for it. If you get anything that's frozen, you have to defrost it. So it all adds up. But I'm really curious about the recipes to see what they have.
Let me tell you, I made some of these. And actually, when we were watching Tilly, I made some for Tilly. Sorry. And I'm not chefy or a cook. My significant other does all the cooking, and I'm not a diva. I clean up. But I love the fact that this is all in one. So it's super easy. We're all busy today. We're running around. You know, technology made your life easier, but not for everything. We still have to run around and do all that. And this does everything all at once. So I love it. Be sure to check out chefpaw.com. Cheryl, I have to tell you about Jazzwares Pets. They have a Squishmallows pet bed that is absolutely fantastic. Isn't that a fun name, Squishmallows?
Yeah, I like that. You know, I saw on the internet that somebody's dog went to lay in the cat's bed, on that bed.
Well, more for dogs than cats.
But this was for the cat, but the dog wanted to lay in it because it was so comfy. He was all curled up.
You know what? I want to lay in this because it's so comfy. The bed has a unique plush fabric. The bed has cushioned bolsters, which kind of give it a headrest all around it. And it's very easy to clean, too. You can just spot clean it. Very durable because, hey, I'm using it for my cat. So one of my concerns it was, how long will it last with my cats? But it was absolutely perfect. Perfect. Get it?
Perfect. Hey,
nobody.
Woof, woof.
It's definitely very pet friendly. There's nothing that can be chewed off or bitten off. And you can, it comes in a lot of sizes, too.
And different colors, right?
It goes from extra small to extra large, and you can find it on Amazon, PetSmart, at jazzwares.com, and Chewy.
You know, pet beds are very important.
Pet beds are important, and a good pet bed means your pet will be well-rested, which means happy pet parent.
Yes.
Here's another great holiday gift for Tilly. Wagwell are freeze-dried treats. They're fully cooked. I gave some to my nephew dog, Charlie. Now, Charlie is really, really picky. He's kind of like a Jack Russell Dachshund mix and solid dog. So I know he eats, but he doesn't like eat when you're looking kind of a dog. There are some like that. So he's picky. And when I brought out the treats, my brother said, forget about it. Forget about it. He doesn't like anything. Forget about it. You know, Charlie gobbled up those treats so fast. They have a holiday gift box, and it contains freeze-dried treats of beef and cheese. That's at wagwellpet.com.
That sounds very good. That's a high commodity, especially when you go to the dog park or you walk your dog.
Right.
And freeze-dried, that's got to be great.
Freeze-dried is the best. It's always a little bit more than your, you know, basic treats that just sit on the shelf all the time. But as I was explaining to my brother, consider this filet mignon for your dog. Versus, you know, a hamburger.
I mean, Tilly sometimes eats better than me, so filet mignon. And now we have also Chewmate, which helps remove the plaque from your dog's teeth. And I have to say, it's very important to make sure that there is no plaque on your dog's teeth because it could get into other parts of your dog and there could be illnesses because the teeth are, you know, the eyes are the window to the soul. Our teeth, especially in our dogs, because dogs and cats do everything with their mouth. That's like...
They're all about oral.
Yeah, they're orals.
They're all about oral. But you know what I love about Chewmate too, is it was designed by a human dentist. You know, a dentist that works on people. And he had dogs and he could brush his dog's teeth, but brushing a dog's teeth, ugh. I mean, I remember brushing Zeus's teeth and he let me, but he was trying to like lick and move the brush as I'm trying to brush it. So I never enjoyed it. It was always a pain in the neck. And what's cool about Chewmate is they just bite into it. And the way the little grooves are on the Chewmate, the way the grooves are on the Chewmate, it takes off the plaque, which, as you said before, is so important because plaque on teeth can lead to other diseases.
You could have loose gums, and that's where diseases come from.
Exactly.
Okay, so everybody's going to get some of that.
Yeah, and what's cool about Chewmate is it's designed with holes in it, but you can also put something inside like peanut butter or something like that to engage your pooch. So they go ahead and play with it and, you know, chomp on it and get the plaque off.
Yeah, you put peanut butter on it and they'll just chew and chew and chew, and that's yep. Great. And the next up, this is terrific. It's called Party Animal. And I have to say, it's such a great kit. Everything comes. They even have little sticks and it's personalized. So they have a picture of your dog if you want to stick the sticks in the cake instead of candles, because that's ridiculous with dogs. They don't know how to blow anything out.
But what I liked about Party Animal is we go all out for our pooches, right? We make them birthday parties, and our cats, we make them birthday parties and all kinds of things. And what they do is they take your dog or cat's picture and put it on these things. So you have like a little hat with your dog's picture, bandana with your dog's picture.
Oh, yeah, bandana and a scarf. It's everything. It's
right. Everything. They send you balloons. It's like a whole party in a box and personalized for your dog.
I think it's terrific because we were celebrating birthdays. You know, we don't really know unless you got a puppy. But you know the gotcha day. The gotcha day is the day they were adopted. So this is a really good gift.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the rest of our holiday show.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree. From heaven above. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams. Without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience. With the Cat Tree Tray, the Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French Bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French Bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm with Cheryl Kay from Unleashed, and this is the second half of our holiday show. Cheryl, have you heard of Swaggles? It's a swuggy pet carrier.
I can't say that fast.
Swaggles.
Swaggles, swuggy, sling.
No, it's Swaggles, swuggy pet carrier. This is cool because it's all cloth. It's very breathable. And it's a carrier that you can use for your dog or for your cat. It's good for pets under 12 pounds.
It's good for animals that have anxiety and disabilities. So they can be close
exactly.
To you.
Yeah, Mark, take out the part with zipper. It's great for dogs that have anxiety because you have them close to you or, you know, dogs that are disabled and can't walk long distances.
And for us, the way it's created, the way it goes on the shoulder, it's evenly dispersed where it's not like you're going to have one shoulder hanging down from the weight of the animal.
You're not going to need to see a chiropractor after, most likely, because the weight's evenly dispersed, as you said.
You'll have to go lay in that bed.
Yes. Yes, you will. Okay. Cheryl, what else do we have exciting for the holidays?
Hornicks. This, to me, is fabulous. This is a helmet. You have to have the app. You could put music in. It's like white noise, even the way we do it, you know, humans. For animals that can't take the thunder or the fireworks, I mean, with Tilly, she didn't go out for 3 days because it goes on that long. And it's not just the smell. It hurts their ears. It hurts my ears. And even thunder.
I love Hornicks. They're noise-canceling headphones for your dog. And I love how that looks, too, because it's kind of, to me, it looks like a Jughead hat.
Oh, yeah. And it comes in all different colors.
All different colors.
And it's soft. It's
and different sizes. And I love the fact that there's actually little speakers inside, because with the noise, whether it's white noise or you can use some soothing tones and they have suggestions for what kind of music, your dog will calm down. Because not all dogs, you know, there's other things that might work. There's thunder shirts, there's, you know, sprays, but sometimes those don't work for your dog. So Hornicks is a great option if those don't work for your dog.
It's not a problem. If Tilly let me put it on her head, it'll be ready for anybody.
Tilly looks freaking adorable with it on.
I know. It's, you know, she loves it.
So speaking of Tilly and all the dogs out there, what is one of the best gifts to get for the holidays? ornaments, right? So Joy to the World has collectible ornaments. They have a huge assortment of dog ornaments. They have over 750 styles and breeds. They also have a few cats for all my cat listeners. And you're, Cheryl, your cat listeners. What I love is that it's handcrafted, hand-painted. It's a woman-owned brand, and they've been in business over 25 years.
And it takes them a day to make it.
A day?
A day.
24 hours for one ornament, and they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they are gorgeous. And that's a wonderful gift, especially for people who maybe have gotten a new pet for the holidays, not for the holidays, but during the year. And then when you go to their house for the holidays, I think that that's something that they'll always have. That's a nice gift.
Yes. Do you ever go bike with Tilly?
No.
No.
I'd like to, but I think it would be dangerous.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have, they hold the leash.
So this next item is great gift for all of the people, anyone that bikes and has their dog with them. And it's a great gift for anyone that's in a mobile chair that wants to have their dog with them. The inventor actually created it because he had an accident with his dog. A bad accident because he was biking and holding the dog on a leash, a regular leash. It's called the bike tow leash, and it solves the problem of biking with your dog. And you could use it with a bicycle. You could use it with the adult tricycles. I wouldn't use it with a kid's tricycle. No, of course not. And it's not for kids' bikes. It's for adult bikes.
No, but it
obviously
keeps the dog away. It's not like attached to the tow bar.
It's attached. The assembly is very easy. They're very consumer friendly as far as if you need any help in putting it on. But I did it and I'm not that handy, you know. And so you can put it on your bicycle, your adult tricycle, a mobile chair. And what it does is it extends out. So it's like almost an arm. And you can have even two dogs on the leash.
Yeah,
it makes it safe because there's really, I mean, this is the safest way to bike with your dogs. It's even been approved by the American Pet Association. It's the only American Pet Association approved dog bike attachment.
Yeah, you have to be very careful if you want to bike with your dog. You know,
that's why you need the bike tow leash.
Yeah, because you don't know, you know, if your dog is, you know, a lunge at something. So you have to be careful. So this sounds like I'm not there yet. I'm still learning to walk.
So once you master walking, we'll get you one of those adult trikes and you can attach Tilly to it.
Yeah.
But what I love too is that it's good for the human also, because if you're holding your dog on a regular leash and trying to bike, that means one hand on the bike.
And you're not paying attention.
It's not safe for you. And the other thing is it's distracting.
You know, you really got to know what you're doing. Especially
you got to know what you're doing.
Especially if you have a big dog that's strong, they could take off.
That's why the bike tow leash is just fantastic for anyone that bikes with their dog.
I would have to be wrapped in so many cushions to attempt to do that in case I fail.
Well, Cheryl, you can't even bike without the dog. So we're pushing it for you. So
well, I can bike, but I haven't with
this
Jelly.
Wouldn't be the gift for you.
No.
But for me, who bikes all the time, this would be perfect.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing.
Cheryl, you found something really cool for Tilly's delicate feet.
Oh, the tiger toes. I used to use a sock. I put a sock on her and then I tape it around, but it didn't have the cushion on the bottom. These have like rubber swigglies that it's great. You know, blacktop is hot. Cement is hot. And she actually let me put it on her. She put her paw up in the air. She loved it. And they could run in it. I haven't put it on her yet at the park, which I will do. And our park is great because there's turf there. It's not that it's high grass, but it's mostly for cement, blacktop. I think it's a great idea. And it secures with Velcro around what would be like our ankle. So I think that's a great idea and a great gift.
Great gift.
For yourself.
You know what? It's also good for dogs that have mobility issues because it helps them, you know, the tiger toes grip the floor.
Yeah, and their paws together, you know, their toes.
Right.
Like Tilly has very long toes.
And for stability, it's great. And for comfort. And some dogs have sensitive paws, really sensitive,
yeah,
where they don't like to walk outside hardly at all.
My friends are now where there's snow. You imagine dogs with snow. This would be great.
Snow?
Snow. You know, the what? Snow.
Snow, like it's freezing snow?
Yeah.
That's what I said, snow.
Yeah.
So tiger toes you can use in the snow also?
I think so. I mean, not deep snow, but you could walk on it, you know, especially because, you know, extreme cold or heat
is not good.
It affects their pores.
You know what? You brought up a good point because even if they're not walking actually on the snow, what happens, and it's been a long time since I lived in a place that had snow consistently, but what happens is, what do they use to de-ice when it snows?
Yeah, they use
salt.
Yep.
And salt is really bad for your dog's paw. It dries it out. So tiger toes would be great in that case.
Oh, definitely. But, you know, I want to just tell our listeners, if you want to really pamper your pet for yourself, you could make tea. I was told this by a vet. You could make a pot of tea, put it in the refrigerator, and with a paintbrush in between your dog's toes and on the bottom of their paws. And it really gets out all the gunk. And it's almost like, you know,
cleaning your dog's feet.
Yeah.
You can use tea?
Tea. Strong pot of tea. And then the liquid. Tea is wonderful for everything.
I'd rather have tiger toes. If I'm out walking my dog and and it's hot or cold, and then I have to come in. Well, first of all, if I have tiger toes, I don't need to worry about making a pot of tea. Otherwise, I have to make sure I have a pot of tea. And then I have to find a place to take the tea.
Oh, one has nothing to do with the other. One is for outside. You're not going to wear the tiger toes all the time in the house. Unless you live in,
so what, the other one's for inside, so you'd use tea to clean your dog's
if you want to just maintain their pads, really take a beating.
So then you have to wash off the tea.
No, it's not like you're dunking their paw in it. You're giving like a little pat, you know, like.
Oh, so it's like a pedicure with tea?
Yeah. And then they have all of this, you know, stuff that you could rub in there on their bottom.
Bomb.
B-A-L-M.
Not a hard word. Bomb.
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Oh, bomb.
It could be.
Bomb. Like they have paw bomb. There's nose bomb for dogs. Because remember, Mr. Z always had a crackling nose. Bomb is a nice gift too for the stockings. Okay, so we're almost out of time, Cheryl. But I have to tell you about, we're talking about cats. Because, you know, I'm a cat house now. There's a new hardcover cat book out called Cats of the World. It's by Hannah Shaw, aka Kitten Lady, and Andrew Martilla, her husband, aka the cat photographer. This is a gorgeous book. Like I said, it's hardcover. It's a great gift. This is something for all the cat lovers. What they actually did was they visited these countries and to explore feline welfare and cat culture around the world. So there's great pictures. And then there's also, you know, information. So you get to see how cats lived in Greece, how cats live in, you know, places that are very different from how we are in the U.S. So it really was an eye-opener. There's all kinds of countries, UK, South Africa, Asia. I know Asia is not a, you know, country. It's a continent, but Asia, you name it, it's there. The pictures, of course, are gorgeous because Andrew is an amazing photographer and Hannah knows how to, they both do actually know how to
book
interact.
Book a nice gift for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a wonderful gift. Yes. And you can get it at Amazon.
I just want to remind our listeners that with the party animals, a portion of whatever they get, they give to shelters and charities for animals.
A lot of our gifts also have a charitable aspect to them and do a donation of some sort to shelters or charities. For example, Cats of the World, Hannah Shaw runs, I think it's called the Little Bitty Kitten Club, and she rescues kittens, and she's been doing that for years. She's really popular on social media as known as Kitten Lady, and she does just so much work, and taking care of kittens is so challenging. These are, you know, abandoned kittens. It's amazing what she's done. Well, and I know Chef Paul also has some charitable contributions as well.
Okay, that's wonderful.
So Cheryl, do you think you have enough gifts for those pet lovers in your life? Enough choices?
I really like the ornaments. I want to go online and look at their ornaments. because that's a nice gift. The book is a nice gift.
The book is gorgeous. Cats of the World. Chef Paw is amazing. There's so many wonderful gifts. So
there's something for everyone.
Right. And everyone listening. So if you're listening and you're working out, you know, or in the car and you're thinking, oh, how am I going to find all these gifts? Go to Pet Life Radio, go to Best Bets for Pets or Unleashed by Cheryl Kay. For every show, there's an episode page. And on that page, there'll be links to all the products. So we make it super easy for you.
Right, right. Well, this was fun.
This was great having you on. Cheryl, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets
for
Pets.
Thank you for having me. I like doing this.
Thanks, of course, again to Cheryl Kay, because this would not have been as much fun without her. So thank you, Cheryl. Thanks so much to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate your loyalty so much. Thanks to my crew that helped me check out all the gifts so I can present them to you. Thank you, Charlie and Tilly, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis. And of course, thank you to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, who makes every podcast sound amazing. He works his magic, because believe me, it wouldn't be the same without him. And hey, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.